目啊，谦卑祷告来做我们互相勉励。
This morning's topic is pray with humility. I use this as a mutual encouragement.
啊，祷告在我们信仰上扮演一个很重要的角色。
Prayer plays an important role in our spiritual life.
啊，不只是在教会祷告，在我们生活上啊需要的时候，我们也在祷告。
Not only we pray when we are in church, but also we pray privately.
啊，借着祷告啊，我们可以体验到神。
Through prayer, we experience God.
啊，可是为什么有时候可以看到说有些人祷告呢很有果效，马上体验到神？那为什么有些人啊祷告很久，好像没有什么果效？
But the question is, how come there are people they experience God's answer very quickly in their prayer, but some other ones they pray for a long time, don't feel God responded.
其中有一个很重要的因素就是有些人祷告是谦卑祷告，有些人祷告呢是骄傲的祷告。
One factor is some people pray with great humility, but others pray with a sense of pride.
那所以什么叫做骄傲的祷告？
What is a prayer with a sense of pride?
什么叫做谦卑祷告？
And what is the prayer with humility?
我们来看一个例子。
Let's look at one example.
我们看这个路加福音十八章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章第九节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 9.
路加福音十八章第九节到十四节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through 14.
路加福音十八章第九节。
Gospel Luke chapter 18, verse 9.
耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻。
Verse 9, Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others.
第十节说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
Verse 10, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector.
十一节法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏。
Verse 11, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector.
十二节，我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
Verse 12, I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess.
十三节，那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
Verse 13, and the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
14节，我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Verse 14, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
主耶稣用两个人在圣殿里面祷告来形容什么叫做骄傲的祷告，还有谦卑的祷告。
Jesus gave this parable to compare two persons. Prayed in the temple, one is pray with pride, the other pray with humility.
那第一就是这个法利赛人。
The first person was this Pharisee.
法利赛人的祷告呢？其实神没有垂听。
God did not listen to the Pharisee's prayer.
在十一节圣经记载的说，法利赛人的祷告呢是自言自语啊，说对神来讲，这个人祷告是对自己在讲话，不是对神在讲话。
Verse 11 says the Pharisee prayed with himself. He was speaking to himself instead of praying to God.
当神不听我们祷告的时候，其实我们就是对自己在讲话，说话给自己听了。
When God is not listening to our prayers, we are praying to ourselves.
那这法利赛人在那时候不知道说神不听他的祷告。
The Pharisee did not know that God wasn't listening to his prayer.
那他也不知道说他自己在骄傲。
He did not know that he has this pride in himself.
那么他这个骄傲祷告呢，有三点，想跟大家分享一下，让我们在祷告当中呢，可以避免做这三件事。
I want to point out three points. The Pharisee's prayer that pray with pride.
第一件事情，我们如果看他的祷告，他其实没有什么祈求。
First, in his prayer, he wasn't asking for anything.
为什么他没有什么祈求呢？
Why didn't he ask anything?
因为他觉得他什么都有了。
Because he thought he had everything.
他也没有求神原谅，他觉得说我是个义人啊，我怎么求神原谅？
He did not ask for forgiveness because he thought he was righteous.
他也没有向神求力量。
He did not ask for strength.
因为他觉得说他做得很好了，为什么要求神给力量做善事呢？
He thought he had done everything well. He didn't need strength from God.
有时候我们在信仰上也会碰到这种情况。
In our journey of our faith, we sometimes encounter this situation.
当神赐福给我们，让我们很顺利。
When God blessed us abundantly, that everything goes smoothly.
有时候我们发觉到说，我们没什么可求的，因为我什么都有了。
We felt nothing we should pray for because I have everything.
有儿女啊，有太太啊，有房子啊，有钱啊，有事业啊。
We have a wonderful spouse, children, and a great career and money.
那有时候我们想到说，有困难的时候才想要祷告。
We thought only when we are in trouble, then we need to pray.
没有困难，没有什么好祷告，因为真的没有什么需要嘛。
If there's no problem in our life, then nothing to pray for.
那这个就表现说，其实这个法利赛人不知道他自己需要什么。
That tells us the Pharisees did not know what he lacked of.
因为他的骄傲，他的自义，他觉得他不需要什么。
Because his pride and self-righteousness, he felt that he had everything.
他没有看到他自己还是罪人，需要神的赦免。
He did not see himself as a sinner that need God's forgiveness.
他觉得他自己很有能力，可是呢，其实他没有能力的。
He felt that he was very capable, but he didn't know he need more strength.
就像这个彼得啊，他跟主耶稣说：“我绝对啊不会否定你，甚至我下贱的为你死，我都愿意。”
Simon Peter thought that he was able to follow Jesus to the end, even being put in prison.
所以他很相信自己能力。
He had great confidence in his own strength.
那到最后发生什么事呢？
But what happened in the end?
他拒绝主耶稣三次。
He denied Jesus three times.
所以可以看到说，他彼得自己以为他很有能力，其实他没有的。
What we see here is that Peter thought he was very capable, but he was very lacking.
所以我们其实每一天呢，真的要求神给我们力量。
Indeed, we need to pray to God to give us strength every day.
求神给我们力量，就像吃饭一样，喝水一样。昨天喝了，可是不等于说今天呢、啊、就吃饱了。
Asking for strength is like eating food and drinking water that we need to do every day.
好，所以骄傲的第一个表现呢，就是觉得自己够了，能力够了，这个都没有做错事情。
The manifestation of pride is the first thing is people think he had everything.
第二
number two.
这个骄傲祷告呢，就是。我们可以看它的内容，就是充满了这个对别人批评，对自己的赞美。
The second point of prayer with pride is he continued to criticize others.
对，还有对自己的这种肯定啊，赞美。
And also affirm his own ability and the praises.
有时候我们在祷告里面啊，有时候会在祷告里面批评别人。
Sometimes in our prayer, we start to criticize others.
其实这也是表现说，我们其实有些骄傲。
That shows the pride in ourselves.
那么，想跟大家讲个故事，来表明呢，这个我们不要 常常纪念着我们自己所作所为的好处，所做好的好好好的事情。
Let me give you an example, an illustration, to warn us don't always remember our own accomplishment.
一个故事啦。
This is a story.
说有两个基督徒。
There were two Christians.
是一个有一个有钱人，有一个是乞丐。
One is a very wealthy person, the other is very poor.
那么在审判日的时候，神就问他们每个人同样的问题。
On the day of judgment, God asked them a question.
他问有钱人说，我为什么要让你进天国？
God asked this rich person, why do I need to let you into heaven?
这个有钱人呢，就赶快想办法。因为神在问他说，我为什么要让你进天国？
Then the rich man started to, trying to come up with a reason.
他想到说，哦，对，神啊，这个，在我还没过世之前呢，我碰到个乞丐啊，我给他一块钱。
He replied to God that saying, God, that I gave $1 to a beggar before I die.
那哦，还有一个，我想到啊。这个我死之前呢，我的邻居啊，他很急需要钱啊，那我借这个穷女孩子啊$10。
And also, I lent $10 to a poor girl next door.
那这个神就问天使说，是不是啊？
Then God turned to the angel, says, did he say the truth?
天使说，对啊。可是他向那个女孩子要$10要回来啊，可是女孩子没办法给他，他很生气。
Then the angel said, later he asked the girl to repay the $10, but the girl wasn't able to pay him back, and he was very angry.
那神就问天说，怎么办？
Then God said to the angel, what shall we do?
天使说啊，这样子啦，还他$11，叫他下地狱。
And the angel said, well, let's give him $11 back and send him to hell.
神说好啊，好，下地狱吧。
And God said, this is the way we will do it.
后来他问这个乞丐啊，说我为什么要让你进天国？
Then God turned to the beggar, said, why should I let you into heaven?
这个乞丐说，神啊，我从来没有做一件好事。
The beggar replied by saying, God, I've done nothing good.
我的爱心很不足。
I'm lack of love.
有一次我碰到一个人啊，跟我一样穷。
Once I met a person, another beggar, as poor as I am.
我就把我的面包分一半给他。
I shared my a piece of bread with him.
可是呢，那天晚上他死了。
But that very evening, The other beggar died.
因为我没有跟他分享我的房间呢，他就睡在外面死掉了。
Because I didn't share the room that I had, he was sleeping outside and passed away.
还有啊，有一次啊，我碰到有一个另外一个穷人。
Also, I met another poor person the other day.
这个乞丐还没说完话以后啊，神说啊，够了，够了，够了。
And before he finished his confession, God said, that's enough.
你可以进天国了。
You are allowed to enter into heaven.
为什么会这样子呢？
Why do you think so?
因为这个有钱人呢，他一直纪念他所作所为。
Because the rich man only remember the deeds he did.
可是对神来讲呢，这些不算什么。
But for God, all those good deeds count nothing.
就像这个法利赛人，他在神面前啊，说啊，哦，你看我不像别人啊，我没有勒索啊，我没有犯奸淫啊。
Just like the Pharisees said to God in his prayer that I was not like other men, extortioners, adulterers.
在十二节说啊，我禁食，每个礼拜禁食两次啊，我还且奉献十一捐呢。
And in verse 12, he praised himself, saying, I fast twice a week, I give tithe of everything I own.
我们可以从这个比喻里面可以看到说，神都没有管他讲这些话，神就说这是自言自语啊。
And God did not pay any attention to his self exaltation. and saying that he was speaking to himself.
啊，其实神早就知道了。
God knew everything he did.
那么人在这个完全神、全能、全知、无所不在的神面前啊，夸奖自己的好处啊，啊，都说自己多好，真的是很羞愧啊。
Before standing before an all-knowing, all-powerful God and counting our own merits is very shameful.
啊，好像一个小孩子在一个博士面前在那边加减乘除。
Just like a little boy trying to show off how good he is at basic math in front of a doctor.
啊，所以这个神不听他祷告，他在怎么说他多好，别人多坏都是没有用的。
God wasn't listening to the Pharisee's prayer because he only counts his own good deeds.
啊，这是第二点。
This is number two.
啊，第三点呢？这个法利赛人在祷告里面根本没有什么代求。
Number three, in this Pharisee's prayer, he wasn't making any intercessions for others.
那么，在圣经里面，圣经提到说他是藐视别人，觉得自己是义人。
The Bible says he despised others.
如果他帮别人祷告的话。
If he prayed for others,
我们知道说神也不会听他的祷告。
God probably would not listen to his prayer.
因为一个自义的人呢、啊，觉得去藐视别人的人，他代祷是没有功效的。
Because a self-righteous person, his prayer has no avail.
为什么没有功效
？Why is it so?
因为这个自义的人藐视别人的人，他这样说了，通常是这样说了啊，神啊，你帮助这无药可救、懒惰的罪人吧。
Because a self-righteous person, in his prayer will say, "God, please help this useless person."
所以他说的话呢，他的代祷好像感觉让神感觉哦，让别人感觉说他从来没有犯过罪哦，只有别人呢是懒惰的，是无药可救的。
And in his prayer, he would not see his own fault, and always see other people as useless.
我们放个书签在这里。
Let's keep our bookmark here.
我们来看这个尼希米记第一章。
Please turn to Nehemiah chapter 1.
尼希米记第一章第五节到第七节。
Nehemiah chapter 1 verse 5 through 7.
尼希米记第一章第五节到第七节。
Book of Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse 5 through 7.
Nehemiah, 第一章第五节。
Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse 5.
我们从第五节开始呀。第五节说，耶和华天上的神啊，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人守约施慈爱。
Verse 5, and I said, I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments.
第六节，愿你睁眼看，侧耳听，你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列民的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。
Verse 6, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you, both my father's house and I have sinned.
第七节，我们向你所行的甚至邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。
Verse 7, we have acted very corruptly against you, and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, nor the ordinances which you commanded your servant Moses.
在这里我们可以看到说，这个尼希米啊，在为耶路撒冷的城墙啊祷告。
Here, Nehemiah was praying for the city and the city wall of Jerusalem.
在这个第六节啊， 他说啊，下半段说，我们以色列人向你所犯的罪，我与我父家都有罪了。
And second half of verse 6, he said, we confess the sin of children of Israel, which we have sinned against you, both my father's house and I have sinned.
其实呢，这个当神毁灭耶路撒冷城的时候啊，尼希米还没有出生呢。
When God destroyed the city of Jerusalem, Nehemiah wasn't even born yet.
啊，可是他祷告的时候啊，说啊，我父家和我嘛都有罪了。
But he prayed, "My father and I have sinned."
啊，那为什么他有罪？他其实那时候以色列犯罪，他还没有出生呢。
Why he had sinned?Before he was even born.
啊，是因为他在代求的时候。他把自己当成像一个罪人一样。
Because in his prayer, he sees himself as a sinner.
他为别人祈求，就像为自己祈求一样。
He prayed for others, just like praying for himself.
那这个是我们代祷要有果效，这是一个很重要的谦卑的态度。
In order to have a good result.In our prayer, this is the kind of attitude we should have.
有时候我们为我们的配偶还是父母亲儿女好朋友弟兄姐妹代祷。
Sometimes we pray for our spouse, our parents and children.
有时候我们在祷告里面，有时候就说啊，神啊，这个你看这个人哦欺负我啊，不讲理啊，你好好骂他一下吧。
We may say, Lord, see how this person have done evil against me. Please teach them.
还是啊，神啊，我跟他讲好多次啊，他都不听啊。
Or we may say, Lord, I have told him so many times, he did not listen to me.
那这种祷告呢，就像法利赛的祷告一样。
This type of prayer, just like the Pharisee's prayer.
我们可以向神求神啊，请你原谅他吧，因为啊。我自己也是一样，常常呢，你跟我讲话，我都不听了。
We may pray to God, saying, "Lord, please forgive them, just like me, that I have sinned so many times."
那你都原谅我了，难道你不能原谅他吗
？You have forgiven me, you should also forgive them.
所以我们向神祈求，就像自己是一个罪人，还是一个是一个很顽固的人。
In our prayer, we need to see ourselves as a sinner and a stubborn person.
这个是这个法利赛的祷告，从他教祷告当中，我们学习该怎么祷告。
These are the things we can learn from the Pharisee's prayer as a self-righteous person.
我们翻回来这个路加福音十八章。
Let's come back to Luke chapter 18.
我们来看这个税吏的祷告。
Let's look at the prayer of the tax collector.
在十三节。
In verse 13.
在十三节我们看到说啊，这个税吏呢，他祷告呢，他没有在神面前说他多好，他只是恳求仰赖着神的怜悯。
The tax collector did not count his own good deeds, instead of relied on God.
他相信神是怜悯，他依赖着神的怜悯。
He believed God is merciful.
什么叫仰赖？
What is rely on God?
我们知道说有时候我们没办法做什么事情。
We know that there are times that we are not able to do something.
我们要要求请求别人说，请你帮我做这件事。
We may ask other people to help us.
那我们只好交托，把这重要的事情请这个人帮我们处理。
We will trust this important matter in the hands of others.
这个就是仰赖，就是相信依靠。
This is a rely on and trust or depend on others.
那这个呢，这个税吏呢，就是仰赖神，因为他没办法赦免自己的罪，只有神可以赦罪。他祈求神，他依靠神来赦免他的罪。
The tax collector knew that he wasn't able to forgive, wash away his own sins, so he trusted in the Lord to forgive him.
他没有对神说：“神啊，你看我的好行为啊，我应该要得到赦免。”他没有提，他就是光光谦卑的祈求者。
He did not count his own deeds, on good deeds and ask only instead he only asked God to forgive him.
第二
number two.
他在祷告里面，他自己知道说他是个罪人。
In his prayer, he acknowledged he was a sinner.
因为他觉得他是罪人，所以他很多表现，他不敢抬头看。
Because he knew he was a sinner, he dared not to lift up his eyes to heaven.
他觉得说他不能太靠近，因为他知道说这个他是个罪人。
He knew he should not draw closer because he was a sinner.
那他祷告的内容呢？唯一一件事情就是神啊，求你赦免我这个罪人。
The only thing he prayed for is God, please forgive me.
一个谦卑的人，他知道说他自己不足的地方在哪里。
A person with humility knew that his insufficiency.
骄傲的人他不知道他不足的地方在哪里，他只是知道说他很多地方都很好。
A prideful person only sees his own accomplishments.
所以这个税吏呢？他其实在生活上表现还不是那么差了，可是呢，他至少知道他还是有做错事情，有想错事情。
The tax collector, even he had done something right, but he only focused on his own sinfulness.
所以他向神祈求，神就给他了。
So when he prayed to God, that God listened.
那他刚好是这个法利赛人相反。
He was the total opposite to the Pharisee.
最后一点。
Next point.
就是这个税吏呢，他的态度啊，值得我们学习。
We need to learn the attitude of this tax collector.
这个态度呢，不是今天有，明天就不需要了。
This type of attitude is not just a momentary expression, but it's a continued. Attitude.
有时候我们可以看到说，在教会里面啊，可以看到有些信徒以前呢是税吏，那今天呢是法利赛人。
We might have seen some members in the church. They used to be the tax collector, but then later became a Pharisee.
为什么这样子呢？
Why would this happen?
因为啊，他向神说啊。神啊，我感谢你，你赦免我的罪了。
He may pray this way that Lord, I thank you that you have forgiven me.
我不像这些罪人一样。
I'm not like all the other sinners.
的确，我们在生活上可以看到说，以前有些很谦卑的人，可是日子久了，也变得很骄傲了。
We have seen people used to be very humble, then later, became more prideful.
因为神赦免他，是给他恩典，他无形中呢，慢慢的就骄傲起来了。
When God forgives them and bless them, then slowly they become more arrogant.
所以我们该怎么做？所以我们过去是这个罪人，那今日呢，我们还可以怀着谦卑的心，也了解自己还是罪人。
So what shall we do that continue to maintain this attitude, see us as a sinner?
我们来看这个提摩太前书。
Please turn to 1 Timothy.
第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章的十二节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
提摩太前书第一章十二节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12.
第一章十二节
First Timothy chapter 1 verse 12
十二节到十五节
Chapter 1 verse 12
through 15十二节我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣因他以我有忠心派我服侍他
Verse 12 And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has enabled meBecause he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.
十三节，我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，毁谤人的。然而我还蒙了怜悯呢，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的。
Verse 13, although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, But I obtained mercy because I did ignorantly in unbelief.
14节，并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
Verse 14, and the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
15节，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩的，在罪人中我是个罪魁。
Verse 15, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners of whom I am chief.
在这里我们可以看到说保罗早就得到神的赦免。
We knew that God forgave Apostle Paul.
可是呢，虽然他得到赦免，可是不等于说他就应该要忘记他以前所做的错事，他以前是什么样的人？
Even he received the forgiveness of God, but he still remembered the sinner he used to be.
那为什么他要纪念他以前他所做的事情呢？
Why did he continue to remember the sinful deeds he did before?
他可以常常想起神是如何的恩待他，赦免他。
So he can remind himself continually that how God treated him with grace and mercy.
有时候我们人呢，得到神的赦免，我们觉得说我就应该忘记这个以前我所做的错事。
Sometimes when people forgive us, then we think we should forget the bad deeds we have done.
那因为我们忘记了，所以因此呢，我们就会觉得说，哎。我本来就是很好啊，昨天我很好啊。
If we don't remember the evil deeds we've done, then we start to see ourselves as a righteous person.
我以前也是很好啊。
Then we start to think we were a good person before.
神给我们什么？神没有给我什么，我以前就很好了。
And we start to forget what God have blessed us.
那这个变成就是撒谎了，而且变成骄傲了。
This is a lie, and also causes our pride.
我们再看一个经节，我们看这个罗马书第七章的十八节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 7, verse 18.
罗马书第七章十八节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 18.
罗马书第七章十八节。
Romans chapter 7, verse 18.
罗马书第七章十八节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 18。
我也知道，在我里头，就是我肉体之中，没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me.But how to perform what is good, I do not find.
我们很多人有这种经验。
Many of us have this experience.
在我们还没有信主之前。
Before we became a believer.
还是虽然信了主以后，可是没有被圣灵充满，我们会体验到保罗所说的话。
Or even after we believed, but we're not filled with the Holy Spirit, we do the same thing as Paul.
我们要了解我们自己本身了。
We need to recognize ourselves.
如果没有圣灵的帮助的话，其实哦，我们是知道这个善要去行，可是行不出来的。
Without the help of the Holy Spirit, even we know the good deeds we should do, but we don't have the strength to do.
我们有很多事情知道说不该做，可是我们偏偏去做。
We know the things that we should not do, but we continue to do so.
比如说生气啊，还是看一些不该看的东西啊。
For example, to be angry or to see or watch things we should not see.
不要去怀恨啊，不要去想恶的啊，可是没办法。
Or hold grudges continually.
所以都是神的恩典，神的圣灵，神给我们的真理，还种种一切，使我们每一天呢越来越好。
Only because God's grace and His truth in us that help us to grow day after day.
如果一个人他忘记了这一切神给他的恩典，使他改变。
If we forget the things that God have given to us every day,
那么我们自然会变成法利赛人。神啊，你看我做这么多善事。
Naturally, we become like a Pharisee, only focus on the good things we have done.
我们忘记了，其实呢，是神啊，赦免我们，神给我们圣灵，还有真理，种种一切，使我们变得这么好现在。
We forget that it's only because God forgave us and blessed us, then we become a better person.
这个人不会绝对不会去想说啊，哦，我行了多少善事，他只会知道说，神给我恩典太多太多了。
The right attitude is to know that God has continued to bless us. We are still sinners.
所以这个法利赛人他忘记了神给他多少的恩典，多少的真理。
Pharisees forgot what bless, how much blessings he received from God and the truth that God have imparted.
所以他祷告起来呢，真的是忘恩负义。
When he was praying, he actually forgot all the grace and blessings that he received.
神不听他祷告。
So God did not listen to his prayer.
因为第一，他是忘恩负义的。
First, he forgot God's grace and actually fall short of God's righteousness.
第二呢，他是骄傲的。
Second, he was prideful and arrogant.
第三呢，他是个小偷。
Number three, he was actually a thief.
因为他偷取神的荣耀。
Because he robbed God's glory.
把神给他恩典当成说这是我的。
He treated God's blessings as his own achievement.
而且最后他是个撒谎者。
Number four, he was a liar.
说这些都是他的，他的成就，其实神是神给他的。
He glorified everything he has as his own.
所以我们可以看到说这个祷告的态度相当重要。
We have to understand it is important to have the right attitude in our prayers.
在还没祷告之前，这两个人的祷告已经被定下来了。神会听什么样的人的祷告？
Even before they utter their prayers, God already knew their heart.
我们来看最后个经节来做结束。
Let's read another passage.
我们看彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
第五节下半段。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5.
彼得前书第五章第五节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5.
彼得前书第五章第五节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5.
彼得前书第五章第五节。
Verse 5.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes.All of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
如果我们要神的恩典啊，我们要多谦卑。
If we want to receive the grace of God, we need to humble ourselves.
从这故事当中，从这比喻当中，我们可以看到说骄傲呢，使神不喜欢这个法利赛人。
From Jesus' parable that we learn that God did not like the Pharisee's prayer.
骄傲呢，使这个法利赛人眼睛瞎了。
The pride made the Pharisee blind.
自己别人比别人差，可是看他自己比别人好。
Even he was worse than others, but he sees himself better than others.
第三呢，他什么恩典都没得到。
Number three, he did not receive anything from God.
在属灵上呢，也没得到什么恩典，也没什么长进。
He will not receive the blessings from God. He will not grow spiritually.
第四呢，他根本没有怜悯心呢，因为他的骄傲。
Number four, because his pride, he has no pity or mercy towards others.
最后，因为他的骄傲被神拒绝，被羞辱。
Number four, because his own pride, he was denied by God.
所以，这个谦卑呢，是我们要下功夫的。
We need to continue to work hard in our humility.
我们求神给我们力量，让我们可以来制服我们骄傲的心，而且也常常想念神给我们的恩典。
We ask God to give us strength so we can put death put to death our own pride.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Please sing him.
237首。
Please sing 237.